welcome you all to Drive2HR. Yes, we are live on air at this moment. And for the next 30 minutes, we're going to be talking to a wonderful, wonderful HR recruiting professional over here. So stay tuned. And if you are out there listening to us and if you're wanting to participate in the conversation, you can on Twitter hit the hashtag DTHR and you will be able to ask any questions or share your thoughts. So without further ado, let me welcome our guest for the day, Nikki Gibson. Nikki, welcome back to Drive2HR.
Thank you. Thank you, Nisha. It's really nice to be back. Well, I guess there's been a lot of changes since the last time I was on. So I am currently the Director of Talent Acquisition at Zoe's Kitchen. And for those people out there that don't know what Zoe's Kitchen is, we are a Mediterranean fast casual restaurant born in the South with some Mediterranean flair. We're primarily in the Southeast and Northeast, but we just broke into a new market in Kansas City. So hopefully if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area or anywhere in the South, you'll visit one of our restaurants. But I am excited to have the opportunity to chat with you again and tell you what I've been up to since I've been at Zoe's. I've been here for about 9 months, and I think one of the most exciting things about recruiting here at Zoe's is the fact that we have such a strong partnership with our marketing department. I came in 9 months ago and figured out pretty quickly we had no real social presence, and so since I have a passion around social recruiting and culture, I thought it was fitting that I needed to understand, hey, what are we doing here from a social media perspective on our consumer brand, and how can we help trickle some of that over onto our employment brand? So, go ahead. Yes.
Yeah, well, we are excited to hear more of it, and congratulations for your new role at Zoe's Kitchen, and we look forward to hearing more and more about that. And yeah, because last time when you joined here, you were at your previous company, Pizza Hut, and glad that it's been 9 months, so you have tons and tons of stories to share with us at what's happening at Zoe's Kitchen. So tell us, how was that journey for you to kind of, kick off all the new initiative in this organization when it comes to social recruiting and culture for hiring? And you said you are implementing new ATS too. So a lot of things are going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think how was it in the beginning?
In the beginning, it was like any new role, really trying to figure out what are we doing, how are we doing it, how can we do it better, where are we spending our money. I spent a lot of time trying to figure out where are we really spending our money and how can I redeploy some of those funds into some of the areas that I thought would really give us the best bang for our buck when it came down to our employment brand. Our marketing department, as well as our training department, they are phenomenal in terms of creating rich content that really promotes our culture. But what I found pretty quickly is that we as recruiters weren't utilizing that content, but we also didn't have an infrastructure in place to even have anyone on the team to be able to dedicate that amount of time to do that. So I jiggered around some of our budget. I cut out some things that just were not value added, and started partnering with an agency to help really just get us connected with some of those great tools out there. So we implemented Tweet My Jobs. We also are in a partnership with Glassdoor. We've really beefed up our LinkedIn presence. And then I also created a new role on my team, and this person is all about social and corporate recruiting. So really set the infrastructure in place to be able to really promote our employment brand.
Well, this is actually great news and a great conversation for all those listeners out there who are wanting to implement all those great initiatives, be it social or collaborating with marketing team. Such a great content out there. So, Nikki, how about, you said you are collaborating with marketing teams. For such a person like you who know the drill, who have been in that role, so they should be so honored to have you here on that drill. So tell our audience, how would you want your recruiters to kind of utilize that content, as you said, which were already there, our historical content already be there, and the marketing team were pretty much great at producing and promoting that culture-based content out there. So how did you want your recruiters to kind of utilize that content, and how it's going on right now?
So the first thing, and I'll just back up a little bit, we have a pretty organized marketing team, and so there is someone on the marketing team that is dedicated to talent acquisition. They spend about 25% to 35% of their time working with my team and myself. So I've kind of got it easy because I have a direct line resource. Next, sort of what we needed to do is figure out what were they doing. What type of content were they putting out there? How often were they putting it out there? What was their strategy? Understanding the tone and the voice that they're using to speak to our consumers. What does their calendar look like? What are the promotions that they're going to put out there? So really trying to understand that first. And then layering in all of the ideas that we had on what we wanted to put out there. A couple of examples of things that we do. We're a small office. We've got about 75 people in this office, and we hire one or two people every other week. But we really make it impactful, and we really want to showcase our new employees. So we have this awesome sign right when you walk in, and it says Zoe's Kitchen. And we take a picture of the person. It's got their name on there. But we're not just taking a picture to take a picture. We actually, if you look out on LinkedIn, at first we were just saying, hey, welcome this person to the team. Now we actually write a little bit of a bio on them, say where they came from, and showcase them on our LinkedIn profile, on our company page, but also on our recruiter page. And we've got some brand advocates, internal brand advocates, kind of spread throughout the organization that'll share that out. And what we've seen is we've seen our followers just skyrocket over the last probably 6 months since I've been here, not because of me, but just because we've had a more stringent and concerted effort on making sure that people know who we are. And promoting, hey, this is a great place to work. And the more people that know it's a great place to work, the easier it is for my recruiters to find people.
Absolutely. Sometimes this is a major challenge that organizations face out there, because they would have the entire content out there, have fantastic employees out there, fantastic team out there. But when it comes to populating that content or probably promoting that content, they fail just because their employees don't really understand how to involve in it, or probably they don't get the buy-in from the leaders. So Tell our audience, how did you get the buy-in from your leadership team, and how did you get those employees to become a brand ambassadors of Zoe's Kitchen?
So it was easy. I say that only because it was easy for me. I know that it's not easy for other people, but mm-hmm. I think for me it was easy because that's why I was hired. The person that hired me asked me to come in and specifically just knock everything off of the cinder blocks and do something different. So I have a lot of creative leeway to just really do what I think is the best thing to do. But I'm going to go back to this, and I don't like to drumbeat this, but it really started with marketing. I figured out from my past what didn't work, and I said, you know what? What I felt I could have done better was really jump in and understand how marketing works. How are you structured? How do you do things? How do you want to do things? What do you need to be involved in? Talk to me about what your philosophies are. What agencies do you use? How do we talk about the brand? I really, really, really made sure that marketing understood that we are doing the exact same thing. We just have a different target audience. But I will tell you, in this type of industry, fast casual or even the retail industry, your customer is sometimes going to be the person that you want to work for us. So them keeping in mind that the consumer is someone that wants to work for us maybe, and me keeping in mind that, hey, the person that wants to work for us is also a consumer, you're just tracking in the same direction. You're not unequally yoked, as some people might say. We are going down the right path, and it wasn't hard to get leadership on board. We don't have a lot of red tape here because we are – really sort of an entrepreneurial company. So it's easy to get a lot of things done. And we always say, hey, if it doesn't work, let's just try it again and try it again until it works.
Absolutely. And then I want to switch the gear a little bit to that cultural aspect. I mean, cultural recruiting, because it wasn't there before. And then when you stepped in, you kind of involved that agenda into their recruiting spectrum, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
how was it
and how did you train your recruiters to kind of hire for the culture fit?
So I have a great group of recruiters. I inherited two fabulous recruiters who are through and through Zoe's brand. So it wasn't hard for them, but and I'm not there yet here. What I found when I walked in, they were hiring for skill set. People who could come in and do it today and hit the ground running. I heard that so many times, and I just had a conversation with my recruiter, and I said, hey, I get it that that's who they want to hire, but let me tell you, if they already have the skill set and they can do the job, then the very next thing that we're hiring against is culture. Culture is number one, because my recruiter screened for culture, but when we bring the person in here, we already know they can do this job. So it's not about a learning curve. It's not about a learning curve, Jessica. It is about culture. How are they going to get in this culture? Do they want to work here? Our CEO, Kevin Miles, I sat in the office with him. I'm recruiting for a VP of IT role. And what he said was, I want someone who wants to be here and be a part of what's happening here. What that tells me, I need a culture person that fits the culture and wants to promote the culture and grow individuals in this culture. He didn't say anything about technical skills because I got a screen for that. I've got some IT people that can help me with that. But he's more concerned about people who want to be here.
So based on the recruitment strategies and based on the culture at Zoe's Kitchen, what were some of the questions that you and your team have incorporated in that interview strategies? Can you please share a few?
So you're going to laugh when I say this. Seriously, you're really going to laugh. I mean, and I was asked the same question. We ask every single person, what's your experience been with Zoe's?
Uh-huh.
Have you eaten in a Zoe's Kitchen? If you have, what's your favorite dish and why? And what was your guest experience? I will tell you, we've gotten a little snobbish here, and I've kind of had to walk people back a little bit because the first thing they're like, well, they've never eaten in a Zoe's. I said, well, hold up. When I started here, I had never eaten in a Zoe's either. I had eaten Zoe's food, and I had been exposed to Zoe's, but my first entree was when I sat down with my VP and had lunch at Zoe's. So let's back that up. That goes back to people who genuinely want to be here. You don't have to have eaten in the restaurant, but I would want you to have done some research. Just go see where the restaurant is. So that's one of the biggest questions that we ask people is, what is your experience with our brand and why Zoe's?
Absolutely, yeah. This will kind
and we
of
weren't asking
it.
That. Yeah, we weren't asking that question. I think people were more focused on, can they do the job? Can they do the job? Can they do the job? Well, that's what my recruiters are here for. When they come here, it's, will they fit our culture? Will they fit our culture? Will they fit the team? Can they help us grow? Those are the questions we need to be asking when they come here.
So how is your hiring managers responding to the agenda of hiring for culture fit?
They get it.
All right.
But
that's good.
That they get it, but it's still a paradigm shift. And it's a constant coaching on, okay, HR is involved in every single interview that happens here in the home office. It's either myself or the HR director. I was told no one should come here and work here, Nikki, if you haven't met with them.
That's
a big statement. It's a lot of pressure, to be honest with you, but in 9 months, I can tell you that we haven't made a hire that we regret. And that's because we've taken a lot of care and time to make sure that we select the right person for the company as well as the role that fits our culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's kind of good news. And then, you know, the recruiters who are out there who are listening to the show and wanting to know more about the metrics that you're going to use? Because it's been 9 months now, you have been, you know, let's say 8 months that you have been started to recruit for, you know, hire for the culture fit. So some of the metrics that our recruiters have been using at your organization were different, and you started using some of the new metrics that wanting to evaluate how successful or how effective it is to be hiring for culture fit, right? So what are some of the metrics that you suggest to our audience right now?
You know what? And so that I will say that is where I am right now, Nisha, in terms of, okay, I've really established the foundation. I'm actually creating a metrics dashboard. But I'm really struggling with, okay, I want to be creative. I want to track something different. And I'm not there yet. I'm actually not there yet. I've got the basics, but I want there to be something different. I mean, I can track how many new followers we get. I can do all that, but I've got to figure out a way to measure engagement with our external kind of brand advocates, our internal brand advocates. I've got to figure that out. I honestly don't have an answer to that question.
Correct. Well, it might be too early for us to probably figure out that or ask that question because it's been, 6 months. Because when we evaluate the new hire engagement, it can be probably from 6 months to 1 year, right? So it must be a little too early. So let me switch the gear to another topic that you told me during the pre-show that you guys are into implementing new ATS. So this has been a horrible atmosphere probably if you don't have a good strategy, if you don't have a good vendor who can partner with you, or if your team is not on board with a new technology, right? So how is it going for you?
So everybody hold on when I say this. It is going fabulous. And
wonderful.
I am not kidding. It is. We are partnering with a company that specializes in the restaurant industry. And so it was so refreshing. And they had already chosen the vendor before I got here. And I was scared. I was very scared. I was like, oh, my gosh, please don't choose someone that I don't think we'll be able to do what we think we need them to do. And I sat down and I walked out of the meeting. I said, they get it. I said, they totally get it. They get that these are operators. They get that they don't have time. We need to make this easy and simple. It needs to be a dashboard where they can click, click, click and get people through the system really fast. The assessment needs to be short. It doesn't need to be a long application. It needs to be mobile optimized. It needs to be able to hook up to all the social pieces. Just it needs to be branded appropriately with our culture. They hit every single thing that I would have wanted a system to do perfectly. And I have to say the process has gone really well. They have an awesome project management team. There are some things that I've asked them that I want done differently, and they're all on board. Their roadmap is awesome. I mean, and they're called Talent Reef. They have just been a fabulous partner, and I'm super excited about being able to launch the new ATS in about 8 weeks now.
Oh, so in about 8 weeks, it's the go-live day, right?
Yes, it is.
So congratulations for that, and I'm sure you and your team will be doing a great job and celebrating and utilizing the new tool.
Yes.
So give our audience a little bit more glance about Zoe's culture, because we talked a lot more about behind the scenes, I mean, the recruitment and about using the recruitment technology, but getting to know more about the culture of the organization, there isn't any better way to talk to somebody who works there. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit more about Zoe's culture.
Sure. So our mission is to deliver goodness from the inside out. And when you walk into our stores, the colors are very vibrant. We have a big, long table in every single one of our stores, which promotes family, sort of that family-style dinner. Zoe's in Greek means life, and we talk about life-work balance, life-work balance. You hear a lot of people say work-life balance. Actually, we say it's life-work balance because it is all about your life. Everything that we do is about delivering goodness to not only our stores, our customers, our employees. Our VP of HR has a motto that when we talk about things that might be uncomfortable or given feedback, there's always positive intent, always. And that's what we promote. We promote an open and fun environment, and it is. It's very open. You walk into the office, it's open. There's seating all throughout where you can have meetings. We have conference rooms if you want to be a little bit more formal. Our VP offices have glass windows and doors. We bring in lunch every day from Zoe's, and we sit down as a family and have lunch. Like, my office is right outside of the break room, and I get to hear all of the fun conversations that don't have anything to do with work. Trust me, they don't. We do contests. We have field day. We have recess this Friday, and it's going to be putt-putt in the office. There are a lot of – our culture is one that – this is a welcoming culture. It's like going to the South where you're on a dirt road and you're with people that you don't know, and then they say, okay, come on, sit down. This is family. Nothing's off limits. We got scooters riding around here. We just bought a scooter, and I'm like, okay, please don't hurt yourself. But that's our culture. I mean, it is open. It is honest. It's genuine. It's authentic. And our brand is not just a fast casual. If there's one thing that I will say, it's not just a fast casual restaurant. We're a lifestyle brand. Where we put our restaurants is very intentional and deliberate, our target customers. We have a lot of pride in the food that we produce. It's a scratch kitchen, and a lot of people probably don't know that. We don't have microwaves or fryers. There's only a few things that are frozen, but we have individuals that work in our kitchen that cut lettuce, cut fruit every day. They cut the chicken kebabs, the steak kebabs, the salmon kebabs. They boil the chicken for the chicken salad. Trust me, I've done all those things. Everyone has to work in the restaurant when they start in the home office, and obviously if they're in the restaurant, they do have a training program they go through. We believe that you can't work here and not understand our operations.
Absolutely. So that is actually a great idea, because everyone who works there, they have to start from the kitchen itself, right?
Mm-hmm,
so
they do.
So they know what's happening at home.
Absolutely.
Because eating outside and eating from your own kitchen is entirely a different thing. So I really, really appreciate that. And tell us a little bit more about, we normally talk about work-life balance, but then you talked about life-work balance. That clicked me. Hey, I need to ask more about this. So how do you guys promote life-work balance at home? I mean, at Zoe's
family
kitchen?
Family first. I mean, that's the best way for me to describe that. And family first includes people here. I mean, we're not unique that we celebrate birthdays and anniversaries and people having babies, but we are unique in how we celebrate that. We don't isolate our celebrations to just one group. When we celebrate a baby, everybody in the office celebrates the baby. It's not just marketing, it's every single person. And then we set up the whole thing for everyone to participate. But it is, it's about your family. I mean, I don't walk in here and think, oh my gosh, if something happens to my kids, I can't leave. There's not a person in here who feels like that. There's not a person in here who feels like they can't do what they need to do. One example, we have a general manager conference next week, and there is a lady who's pregnant. And she won't be able to participate in some of the activities. So we've gotten her a massage, personal massage in her room. That's what life-work balance is. It's putting the person first before the work, because I think if you have a happy person who feels like everything is taken care of in their life, they're going to be very productive at work.
Wow, this is amazing. Touching the life of everyone in a manner that you treat your employees well enough to make them understand that they really matter a lot.
And Nisha, I think to tie this to just what I do and what my recruiters do, that's culture. I mean, that's how you recruit against your culture. You know it inside out, but you know how to speak about it in a way that it touches a person. Then you're not trying to come work for Zoe's, but I would hope that you would go tell someone, gosh, you need to go check that place out. They got a lot of great stuff going on there. And that's what I do. That's what my team does. That's how we have been successful in recruiting people to work here. We are opening stores, about 30 per year, and my team has to staff those stores 90 days in advance of them being open, and we have not missed a deadline. And it's because of how we recruit and how we plan our recruiting and the engagement that we get from our operators in the field and here at home office to help make sure that when we open up a store, it's fully staffed so that our customers, our consumers, have a great guest experience and the food is awesome.
Absolutely. Oh, believe me, hearing your story, I would like to work at Zoe's Kitchen. Well, Nikki, we're down to 3 minutes at this point. I would definitely wanting to be, you know, continue this conversation, but then we have to stick to the time. So, Nikki, thank you so much again for joining with us and sharing more details about the talent acquisition strategies and social strategies and about the culture of Zoe's Kitchen. So, what is your, you know, advice to our recruiters who are listening to our show at this point, and even the HR professionals who are listening to the show at this point, why should they be on social media?
If you're not on social media, I really don't understand how you can think that someone who wants to work for your company, you don't give them an in to what it's really like working there. If you're not out there just a little bit, how could you expect anyone to come work for your company? It's where the people are. You just have to do it the right way.
Absolutely, yeah. And or otherwise, it'll be just blindfold. You just jump into the pool and not knowing what to expect, right? So rather than understand what's happening and then take a leap. So, and one more question. Throughout your journey, you have been a successful leader out there. So what drives you most in order to be successful in your life?
You know what? It's not about you. It's about everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about me. It's never about me. It's about the team. It's about people around me. And, you know, my family comes first. And so if I've got a happy family, It all works out really good in my work life, and that's where my focus is. My focus is not on me. When I walk in the doors, it's not about me. It's really about the team and the company, and when I leave this place, it's about my family.
Wonderful. Well, that shows a real fit out there, because for you, family comes first, and for Zoe's Kitchen, their employees' family comes first too. That's a great fit right there. So, Nikki, where can our audience find out more details about Zoe's Kitchen and the careers and upcoming opportunities out there, and if they're wanting to collaborate with you, how can they connect with you?
They can connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm under Nikki Gibson. They can also contact me via Twitter, a.k.a. Nikki D. And then for Zoe's Kitchen, it's Zoe's Kitchen, ZoeesKitchen.com. And you can click on careers and see all of our opportunities. We also are on Twitter. So it's Zoe's_careers, @Zoe's_careers. If you want to find some of the opportunities we have on Twitter, we're on Glassdoor. You can find us everywhere now, and LinkedIn. So you just type in Zoe's Kitchen, and you should be able to find us.
Wonderful. So, folks, follow Nikki Gibson on Twitter @AKA Nikki D, and that's Nikki, N-I-C-K-Y. And, Nikki, thank you so much for joining with us, and we look forward to having you again on the show.
All right. Thank you so much. Everyone, have a great day.
All right. So, folks, we'll meet you all tomorrow.